your eventual retirement and your future. Economists and demographers have been anticipating this for decades. Ready? The retirement of that massive wave of baby boomers.
And joining us here right now are Barry Glassman of Glassman Wealth, often writes for us on WTOP.com. Barry, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Fun to be here.
Last week we talked about investing in millennials. Now we've got the baby boomers and the economic problems of the past 6 years or so threw a monkey wrench into a lot of plans. Where do boomers find themselves right now?
Well, boomers themselves, they know who they are. There are 71 million of them. Most of them are in their 50s and 60s today. And the boomers face a number of unique challenges, much like millennials last week. And the couple of challenges are, number one, they're going to live longer through retirement than the prior generations, and certainly longer than their parents. The second thing is, most of them don't have pensions today. Pensions kind of have been phased out over the number of years, and those who do kind of had many of them had them frozen and so forth. My anticipation is most will receive Social Security, even though many boomers don't assume that. But the biggest risk, the huge risk for baby boomers, those in their 50s and 60s looking for retirement, are low yields. And the low yields, in my opinion, will stay low longer than most people believe.
So for boomers, you have a retirement strategy, right, called the stuff in between. What is that?
Well, when a lot of folks from 50s in their 50s and 60s come to visit us in my office for the first time, a lot of them have what I call a barbell portfolio. They have a whole lot of stuff at the one end of the risk side, which are stocks, and a whole lot of other things at the other side of the risk spectrum, like cash and really core bonds or traditional bonds, and not a lot of stuff in between. And what a lot of people in retirement or looking to retire are going through are what I call financial schizophrenia. They think, well, the stock market's so expensive, maybe I'll cash out, but cash is paying nothing. And if I invest in bonds, maybe I'll lose money if interest rates go higher. And we've identified a number of strategies, and we actually put them on WTOP.com, that are that stuff in between. It's risk and return in between stocks and bonds.
Now, the one thing that the people intuitively think, or maybe they read about and are told, that you don't take that much risk as you get closer to retirement age. Now, are you turning that strategy on its head just a little bit here?
Not really, because 20 years ago, people could invest in 5 and 6% CDs, really lower risk kind of investments and things. Those don't exist today, mm-hmm. and I don't believe they'll exist for a while. Mm-hmm. So for people who need 4, 5% rates of return or income, they can't depend on cash and bonds for that. So there are different strategies. For example, one that I point out is called hedged equity. Another term for it is long short, where a manager, instead of just investing in, 100 or 200 different stocks, hoping that they go higher, they'll invest in 100 stocks hoping they go higher and then pick 30 and bet that they go lower. And what it does is there are certain extremes to this, and you need to do your research. I actually did point out one in the article on TOP. But what we're looking for from these strategies are something like 5, 6, 7% with half or less the risk of stocks. And that doesn't exist in safer bonds today.
We only have 20 seconds, but what does it really take for someone to retire? I mean, I want to retire. At what point do I know I have enough money?
The challenge is what people need, figuring out what people need through retirement. A lot of people focus on the target figure that I need to have saved or invested in order to make it work. When most people really need to figure out how much income do I need from this portfolio, and then we can back into a strategy.
Barry, good to talk to you again. Thanks so much.